morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Moilili Honganji. Moilili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moililihonganji.org, you'll find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Michael Surakubo in memory of grandparents Mr. and Mrs. Kazuo and Koura Kozuki. Our speaker is the Reverend Shigenori Makino, retired minister of the Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii. Good morning, Reverend Makino.
Good morning, everyone. Although the last 2 years have truly been an ordeal with the raging storm of the coronavirus, I hope you and your family are well and at peace. Although we cannot see the light at the end of the tunnel yet, we have learned how to cope with the situation and to stay safe. Most importantly, we have unexpectedly been given the precious opportunity to reflect deeply on our lives during this critical time, and we are able to learn precious lessons. We became aware of the interrelated and interdependent nature of our lives. A life without relationships limits the value of everything we do. Relation can be a source of wonderful fulfillment, satisfaction, and joy in life. The purpose of creating healthy, mutual beneficial relationships unveils a relation that love is best expressed when we feel in a void in someone's life, and by doing so, expand the value of our own lives. We have been able to live our lives only because we are sustained by numerous nameless peoples and because of the countless blessings we receive. Especially now, we are sincerely grateful for the countless unsung heroes who dedicate and risk their lives for the sake of others. In the midst of fear and anxiety, as they expose themselves to care for the affected. When we come to realize that what we thought of as natural and took for granted was being moved and touched by the fact that we are truly sustained and supported by something beyond, we are able to express a sincere thank you. And then, for the first time, a new dimension of life opened up, which we never could see before. But we are never able to open such a dimension as long as we remain strongly ego-centered. It is important to have confidence in ourselves, of course, but we shouldn't forget the fact that that confidence itself has been founded by the infinite force that had been working to make it possible. No matter how science and technology develops and progresses, our human understanding is very delicate and fragile. Therefore, we always sway and are bewildered by the given environment, are constantly perplexed, and tend to sink deep into affliction. This is a never-changing aspect of human life. Usually, we human beings are living lives constantly vacillating between the superiority complexes and inferiority complexes. When we feel that we are better than others, we become conceited and elated with self-praises. But when experience failure and feel useless, we experience loss of confidence and we become depressed and despondent. Bouncing back and forth between these two complexes, we experience joy and anger, sadness and pleasure. But these are all the outcome of ego attachment, where we try to compare and compete with others. The social problems we face today, such as a deep-rooted discrimination and prejudice, are also basically the problem of self-attachment. As long as our ego-centered mind persists, there is no awakening to the reality of life. Ego-centeredness is actually the very basis or very cause of all social problems and human problems. People sorely miss the deeper sense of satisfaction that comes from understanding that our lives fit into the larger story of our lives. Busyness cannot hide the fact that success, measured in purely material and social terms in the form of money and reputation, is not enough nourishment for our souls and is not much of the foundation for the truly satisfying, meaningful, or purposeful life. When we know that so-called worldly benefit can no longer meet our deepest needs, we experience a real hunger for the meaning. I'm very fortunate to have received the teaching of the Onenbutsu and witnessed many role models who live the life of Onenbutsu. I came to realize the infinite depths of my ego-centeredness, and also that I have been able to live my life only because I am sustained by numerous people and by the countless blessings I receive. In the Nembutsu, when each of us comes to realize that we can be truly humble, our ego-centeredness crumbles down and our true self emerges. In this humility, we are able to open up to a new dimension. A deep sense of gratitude for the sacrifices and efforts of others naturally grows. Rather than being obsessed with our service exclusively, social awareness is cultivated in the ever-widening circle. This includes awareness of others and their contribution to our well-being, responding to the needs of others, instead of just finding faults, admitting our limitations, undertaking self-reflection, and embracing life as a gift. Instead of being simple self-absorbed, in the midst of such life, our essential concern and our quest is to have an unshakable foundation no matter what happens. If we can establish in our heart and mind the ultimate foundation of our life, we can free ourselves, and there is no surpassing joy greater than that. We are able to relax completely in the embrace of the universe, the infinite sky and boundless ocean, where we can just entrust and rely on great nature's hand, our body, heart, and mind in serenity and peace. Just like a baby, sleeping in its mother's embrace, completely entrusting, so peaceful and so free. Namo Amida Butsu. Naman Da Butsu. Naman Da Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Makino, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moililihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, February 20th, The speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom service and annual meeting will be the Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani of Moiiri Honganji Mission. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsors, Mr. and Mrs. Michael Surakubo, and our speaker, the Reverend Shigenori Makino. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be the Reverend Tatsuo Muneto, Interim Rimbang of Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii. Namo Amida Butsu. Buddha's great